I'll see you on the next episode. Are you hearing that? Are you getting some tips and tricks and strategy? So don't say, how does the listener find you? Instead, say, your links are in the show notes. The listener can connect with you there. See you on the next episode.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster, it's your coach, Adam Adams, and we're talking about how to end an episode to make sure that you don't lose listenership and to make sure that you have the highest chance of monetizing your podcast. So how do you end a podcast? What are some tips, tricks? What are some pros or what are some do's and do nots? I'm going to start with a couple of do's and do nots right now. How about this one to be number one? I freaking hate it, especially when it's a client of mine and they should know better. When I hear a podcast host, and you probably do this one, this one's a very common one. So stop doing it. The first one that it will mention is, how does the listener get a hold of you? It's like you're interviewing somebody, you have an interview with a guest, and you want to add value to the guest, right? Obviously, you want to add value to your listener, but you've got this guest and you feel pressure because, well, they're taking time out of their busy schedule to be on your show. And so you want to add as much value to your guests as possible. And then you say at the end, how does the listener find you or get a hold of you? Or tell the listeners how they get a hold of you or something like that. Well, is this a good thing or a bad thing? It's a terrible thing. I had just listened to like three episodes in a row of one of my clients. He did it every single time. He did it three times in a row. Three times in a row, he goes, how does the listener find you, get a hold of you? And I actually timed it. I literally timed it. So I got one that's almost 4 minutes. He asks the woman, he says, hey, how does a listener find you? How does a listener get a hold of you? And she says, blah, 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 blah. Almost exactly like that. But it took her 4 minutes, nearly 4 minutes, to basically say her website and her social media. 4 minutes. I'm not exaggerating on that. And then he asks to another person, he says, hey, how does the listener find you and get a hold of you? And then several minutes later, they're still talking about other random stuff. And this is before he actually said to the guest, this is another no-no. He actually said to the guest, and this is another no-no, he goes, hey, we're out of time. We're out of time. So let's, I don't remember what he said after that, but he goes, we're out of time. You don't tell your freaking guest we're out of time. You're not out of time. Anyway, we'll get back into the we're out of time, but thinking about, he goes, we're out of time. And then he goes in later and he goes, all right, so how does the listener find you? And then several minutes later, another almost 4 minutes later, they're still talking about random things. This is what happens when you give the time to your guest. They don't know what they're doing. I'm sorry to say, in many cases, I don't even think and trust all of my guests to know what they're doing when it comes to how does the listener find you. So what do we do instead? What is the replacement for how does the listener find you? Well, my replacement, and I think you've heard this if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, is I say, let's say I'm interviewing someone named Natasha right now. I say, Natasha, this has been a wonderful conversation so far. I want to let the listener know real quick that your podcast link is down in our show notes. I also put your website in the show notes and all the social media that you wanted my listener to have is down there too. So to my listener, feel free to scroll down and you can connect with Natasha. I will see you on the next episode, blah, 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 blah. So it goes right into, I'll see you on the next episode and I'm done. Okay. I'll see you on the next episode. Are you hearing that? Are you getting some tips and tricks and strategy? So don't say, how does the listener find you? Instead, say, your links are in the show notes. The listener can connect with you there. See you on the next episode. The next one is, we got to wrap this up or we're about out of time. We got to wrap this up or we're about out of time is going to make your listener feel like you don't have enough time to give them the value that they want. So if you say to your guest or your co-host or even yourself, even if you, let's just say you planned on doing a 1 hour episode and you were at like an hour and 15 and you still had time to give more value, like you needed to give more value, but you just felt like you didn't want to pass the hour and 15, don't say, hey, I have to stop this episode before I give you the value because I'm a jerk and I'm only giving you half the value. I don't care about you or your time. I only gave you a half-ass episode. Sorry. You don't say crap like that. You just say anything else. Find something else to say. Instead of, we got to wrap this up or we're about out of time, say, hey, this has been great. And I want to have you on another episode because I think you could talk about X, Y, and Z. Let's jump out because I think the listener already learned A, B, and C today. And you actually wrap it up. You actually tell them, remind them what they learned. So, hey, this has been great so far. We've already learned a ton of great things. And I think I could ask you even more information on another episode. Would you be willing to come back if I asked you? And they say, yeah, definitely. And then you remind your listener, today, let's say that guy was Jacob. Today, Jacob already taught you how to do this, this, and this. Take your time to focus on that, plan that out, figure out how you can implement that in your life. And I think we'll have him on another episode to talk about something else. Okay. Another thing is, well, I kind of said it, where you repeat back to the listener what they learned. And so you sum up everything, you sum up, you give good cliff notes, you kind of package it in a short way. So you spend, let's say, 20 minutes with an episode, and then you might spend 3 minutes getting the big takeaways. So you will repeat back to the listener what they learned. What's another thing that you don't do? You don't say goodbye. You don't say, that was a good episode. You don't say, I had so much fun. See you later. You don't say, hey, I enjoyed having you on the podcast. I'll see you next week. You don't say anything like that because subtly, like subliminally, like very small amount, you want to be able to open it up for the person listening that they will continue to listen to other podcasts because chances are they have more time than just to listen to this one episode. So when you leave, I'll probably do it on this episode as well. When you're ending an episode itself, you don't say, that was a wrap. That's it. That's all we have. We're done. That's a good episode. Goodbye. See you next week. You say, hey, stick around. The next episode is going to be good for you as well. I'll see you there. Boom. So much better. So there's a few things that you can do to wrap up an episode, to end an episode. One other thing is to give a call to action. This is your last thing. Give a CTA. CTA means call to action. A call to action basically means you tell your listener to do something beneficial to them. So let's go through just a couple quick ideas. What could they do that's beneficial to them? Be honest with yourself. And I'm going to be honest with myself too. Will my listener get every single thing, and say this same question, will my listener get every single thing just by listening to my podcast? You're like, well, yeah, I give them all the value I possibly can. I'm sorry. No, they usually need something else. They usually need someone to hold their hand. They usually need somebody to be able to support them, take off all the hard work for them for something. They usually need somebody with your expertise to coach them or consult them. They really can't do it all completely on their own. If they can, awesome, but not all of them have that ability. So you want to call them to some sort of action. I call them to, hey, you learned XYZ today. Go and implement that. Go practice it today. I challenge you to go and talk to 3 people about this today. You might say, hey, this is what we learned today. And if you got it and you can run with it, do it. And if you need help, give me a call. This is what I do for my coaching program. If you need help, grab my book. It outlines the blah, 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 blah. So whatever it is, you will use a CTA, a call to action. You will tell your listener, don't just mundanely listen to this content, but actually do something about it. Take the next step. The next step might be to download your free thing. The next step might be to schedule a discovery call with you. The next thing might be to pay for your coaching, a one-time thing. The next thing might be for them to, who knows? Who cares? You got to figure out your CTA for your certain episode, but don't leave the episode without telling them to do something. At least tell them to see you on the next episode. And in this case, I got some good content coming on the next episode that's going to benefit you. I'll see you there. You know, I really don't say this nearly enough. I don't mention this and I feel horrible because it's a great resource for you to be able to take your podcast to the next level. And it's simply
a free resource that I don't need your email or anything. It's just a podcasting course that I created that is ended up putting in the very first 6 episodes of this podcast. So if you haven't checked it out, definitely going to want to just check out those first 6 episodes, see how they can help you improve your podcast, get in front of more people, and have a better result where you're making more money through the podcast, etc. So much can happen after you listen through episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So if you haven't done it, go do it now. And by the way, if you're subscribed, you'll keep hearing more great content. So to those of you who are, I'll see you on the next episode.